Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and if you don't doubt in your heart. Now, how are you going to not doubt in your heart? It depends on what you put in that heart.
Amen.
Have you put the Word of God in your heart, or have you put the world in your heart? Now, if your heart is full of the world, you can't believe. You won't be able to see these things happen. But if you've got the Word in your heart, that means you're led by the Spirit, and you can believe strongly with your heart. But, of course, the enemy will attack your head and say, oh, you fool, you don't think you can do something like that. But see, you got to just shrug that off. You capture that thought, kick that devil out in the name of Jesus, because your spirit is bigger than the flesh. And when the flesh starts to rise up and say, you're just a man, you can't do that, the Spirit of God rise up in you and say, get down, man. I'm taking over here. The Holy Ghost. And so he says there, and you shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith. What kind of limitation did he give you on what you could say, young lady? He said, what things soever you say. That's pretty powerful coming from the King of the universe, don't you think? Whatsoever things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Is that an awesome statement from God to you and me as covenant children?
Amen.
But now, what if you're like I was most of my life as a churchgoer? I didn't know that was in the Word. I didn't know that was mine. I didn't know. I mean, the Baptist church I walked in, I hate to say it, but I never saw anybody even teach on that in my life in the Baptist church. I thought, wow, that's an awesome statement. So one day I finally decided to believe it. And when I did, I quoted that verse to Edelina. I didn't even know her name at the time, but I knew she was a little Spanish woman. I didn't have time to stop and ask her, you know, are you saved? Do you know Jesus? But I knew who I was. I didn't have to know who she was. So I spoke those words. I said, now then, I ask the Father in the name of Jesus to do a supernatural healing on your arm. I said, I guarantee, woman, since I didn't even know her name, I just said, I guarantee, woman, you'll get a supernatural healing from my King, and his name's Jesus. Now, is that speaking it in faith?
Yes.
I guarantee God's word. What did he say I could do right there? If I'm a whosoever, what can I do? Wow. Heidi, is that awesome or is that awesome?
That's awesome.
But God's the one said that, right? Now, all I got to do and you got to do is believe it. And so I turned and walked off. And almost immediately her pain stopped. And she stopped screaming. And she said, well, I'm going to go ahead and serve the evening meal in the cafeteria. People said, well, what? Look at your arm. Big old blisters. I mean, blisters. Big blisters. But she said, don't hurt no more. So she went ahead and got the rest of the food out, put it on a rack, took it up to the elevator, took it up to the cafeteria, and is serving food. And I went with the guys, and every time somebody would come in the line, they'd say, Edelina, what happened to your arm? Oh, she said, I was down there getting food out of the oven while I go, and I slipped and fell, and I burned my arm on the oven. They said, well, good grief, woman, go to the doctor. Is that the way we're trained?
Yes.
Of course. You know, I mean, the world, I can understand that. But Christians, you have the greatest physician in the universe. He's your God, your Lord, your healer, your provider. And he tells you who he is. All you got to do is obey him. Almost nobody does. So anyway, she worked till midnight or 11 o'clock, whatever it was, and she goes home. She gets home and her husband looks at this. Oh, he says, look at your arm. How'd you do that? She said, well, I fell in an oven down there and burned it. He said, good grief, let me take you to the emergency. She said, no, it don't hurt. She said, it's fine. I said, I go to bed and said, if it hurts me in the morning, I'll let you take me to the doctor. But said, right now, don't bother me at all. Besides that, I'm tired. I just want to go to bed. Woke up the next morning and turned over and looked at her arm. Totally gone. Not a mark on her arm. Beautiful arm, healed. Now then, who could have possibly done that? Who could have done that? Only the Lord. I mean, I'm not the healer, right? I mean, I can't do that. I couldn't do nothing but pray in faith. But the King, I mean, the next day, that afternoon when she walked in, Of course, Melanie, she was one of the little cooks there too. Melanie had been beat up on by the devil. She didn't have a clue who she was until I come down there and took over in the name of Jesus. I begin to change people's lives in that place by the power of God.
Amen.
Now, who are we? We're children of the King. How much power do you have over the devil?
All.
Hey, you don't have to put up with this beast. You know, you can do great and wonderful things in the name of Jesus. And so when Edelina come in that afternoon, Melanie, another one of the little cooks, said, oh, after she got a hold of some of the stuff, and of course, one of the teachings I gave her when she had a long face one day and she's starting to walk out, I said, what's wrong with you? Oh, she's sad. I said, here, I used to call it the judgment seat of Christ, but I think now we call it the rewards of Christ. Is that what we call it now? I called it the judgment seat of Christ because that's what the book calls it. But one day Cheryl told me, she said, you need to change the name of this tape. I said, why? She said, nobody takes it. It's called the judgment seat of Christ. Nobody wants to be judged. So I said, okay, we'll rename it and call it the rewards of Christ. And really, that's what it is. And man, it started going out like crazy. Nobody wants to be judged. It's like the consequences of sin. Nobody would take that booger. Nobody wanted to know what the consequences of sin are because they all know they've sinned. They come short of the glory of God. I don't want to know. I don't want to know, Lord. So you change the name of things to get them to listen. You know, and then they hear it. And then the Holy Spirit convicts them and touches them. Or if they're walking in obedience, He shows them what they're doing and He blesses their socks off. But anyway, when Edelina walked in, and there's Melanie up there at the front, Melanie screamed, Edelina! How's your arm? And she held it up and said, look! And Melanie, all the way across the kitchen down there, she screamed. She said, another answer to Thurman's prayer. Now, you know that's the way every Christian should be known in their workplace. I got a problem. Oh, let me go over here and get this man or this woman. They're a Christian. And when they pray, wow, things happen. Now then, if you're going to do that during the course of the week, you know, there better not be any foul talk among you, right?
Amen.
No dirty jokes, no foul language.
Right.
Somebody says, go over and ask Thurman to pray for you. Thurman? I heard him out there talking to a man telling the dirtiest joke I ever heard in my life. Why should I want that guy to pray for me? Or this is the way it should be. Go over and have him pray for you. That man, wow, I ain't never heard nothing but good stuff come out of his mouth. You know, that man even looks like Jesus when I see him. Now see, the Holy Spirit's one convicts us of that. If we look at somebody and see him like Jesus, then we know that's God. But how many of us should be walking right there? Every one of us. That's exactly right. That's the way I read the book now. You and I are supposed to be walking this way, obeying this mighty God. Because what kind of a promise is this under the new covenant? Listen to this. Let this soak in on you. And why does this not work for the church? Because God said this. You know, one day I happened to be in the morning. I was getting ready to go to work and I turned on the TV. Of course, Christian television is all I watched when I did watch it. Unfortunately, now I don't even have time to do that anymore. But I used to have time to watch Christian television, some. One morning I turned it on and there was a guy talking about some of these wonderful promises under the new covenant. And this is one of the ones he quoted. And he quoted four or five. And I knew them all. And he said, you know, why is it that we have a God that makes us these kind of statements? Yeah, but he said, we don't ever see God do anything. He said, I've never seen a miracle. I've never seen a healing. He said, why is it? He said, I've even tried this. I've even tried speaking some of these things, and it don't work for me. You want me to tell you why? It don't work for you because you're not walking in love. That's the secret. Now, see, faith and Galatians. In fact, let's go there. Galatians 5, 6, Dave. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. It takes faith to make this stuff work. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. But faith, now what's important to God? Faith, which worketh by what?
Love.
Now then, are you going to try this? And of course, that's another thing. You say, I see these great promises. I'm going to try this and see if this works. That's the wrong words. Try won't never make it work. It won't never work trying. When I walked down there and laid my hand on Edelina that day and spoke all those words, I said, now, if it be God's will, maybe he'll heal you. That's just sickening, isn't it, sir? I mean, even you, I saw you shake your head. By the way, he thought, oh, then this guy, he sickens me. That's what the Lord says, too. You sicken me. You know, you don't believe me. After all, I'm only God. Wow. Well, when you get a hold of the fact that he is only God and that he's in you, and if you'll walk in love and you'll speak in faith, there is no limitations. As you saw in Mark 11:23, what did the king say you could ask for? Anything. Now, I'm going to tell you that when you get to the point, and this is what I'm trying to do as a member of the body of Christ, I'm trying to teach you the power you can walk in. Because the same power that's in me that heals the people and I pray for them is in you. The same God is in you. All of us should be doing the same thing that Thurman Scrivener and his wife's doing. When we go and pray for people, just like the other day I had to go out of town by myself. Cheryl and I was going to Minnesota. Something happened in the family. She could not go. She had to stay here. So I went a week by myself. Well, I had the privilege to see God do two awesome miracles. Now, I'm not going to tell you all the miracles or healings that I saw him do or that whole bunch of people, because there's a bunch of them, but two of them really will jump off the page at you. One of them, there was a precious little lady came up, and I don't know how old Cindy was. I'm guessing 40 to 50 or whatever. I don't know how old she was. And Cindy, if you listen to this tape and I missed it, I'm sorry, girl. You know, but I'm just doing the best I can. I love you anyway, Cindy, and I know you understand. Precious little daughter of the king. She come up and said, Pastor, I need to be prayed for. I have lung cancer. And the doctor says, I only got a little while to live. And I said, well, we need to get rid of all sin, unforgiveness and everything. She said, I understand that now. And she said, I've done all that. I said, okay, the king promises to forgive all of your sin if you ask him. Does he not?
Yes, he does.
I said, then he promises to heal you. So I laid hands on her and I prayed for Cindy. And I asked the Lord to do a supernatural healing, do a miracle on her. I said, now, Cindy, you have to believe. She said, I know that. I've been listening to your stuff, and I've heard you speak this week. I know I got to believe. I got that, she said. You beat that into me pretty good.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.